Yeah, so it's still Friday, November the 4th, and the time is 4:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And may be able to hear Nina Simone in the background. I was sure one for you too. Yet, I'm not sure how much more can a heart take? How much more can my heart take? I have not cried this day. I've gotten very involved in the past half hour or so. I've gotten very involved with a project here, and you know, family stuff that's still going on is what has my heart very, just gave me really heavy. Oh, it just added another stone to, you know, the heart. It's like, how heavy can this get? How heavy can this be? Like when I think about the dynamics, and if I could talk to you about and walk you through a day or two in my world. You know, music is very, very dear, near and dear to my heart. You know, part of my world and culture. That's a song I grew up hearing when I was a youngster. Step, why don't you step into my world? If you choose to, you too will be crying for world peace. That's what the world is crying for. That's what I'm crying for. That, there you go, Mr. Darton, in terms of why there's a need for a system, a change in the system for the masses of the people, because the masses of the people are experiencing intentional harm perpetrated by those in a position to do so. There you go. Boom. There it is. And since I've been talking, I recognize the relief in the heart in terms of the lightening of the load, because it was got pretty heavy there. And still, the dynamics are such that they are, yet that was helpful to just get that clear statement from Mr. Darden in response to his very lengthy response to me and question. And okay, I'm going to go ahead and choose to kind of stay focused with him and respond in the best way that I can. And I'm going to put aside my need to show him sort of himself and the situation, him and Dr. Hare, reflect my experience with him. I'm going to put that need to do that, to reflect my experience of him and Dr. Hare together, individually and collectively. And as he has so openly and quickly done so for me, to show me and to put out there what's problematic about me, I want to put aside my need to show him right now what's problematic, and I'm going to go ahead and following his lead right here and respond and work to respond like I said, in the most constructive way. So that's the answer. Why does the system need to change? Because the masses of the people are experiencing intentional harm by those who are in a position to do so. And when you are in a position to incur intentional harm by someone else, and you have insufficient resources, because one of the ways that the harm is meted out is by reducing and restricting your resources and or access to said resources. Therefore, the people's needs are, you know, not able to be met in a sufficient, healthy, and effective manner that would, in fact, promote, support, and sustain love and peace within themselves, because the environment and the situation in which they exist, it no longer becomes a threat to their very existence. And because the system that is in place is, in fact, designed to reduce and restrict the resources towards meeting and maintaining basic needs, and people are not likely to be able to be happy and at peace because they are not safe. And the masses of the people around the world, people of African descent, because that's my first perspective, because I am of African descent, yet and at the same time, I also recognize and respect the fact that peoples, the masses of the people on the planet, live in a situation where their very existence is constantly and continually threatened, and it is via the acts of others' intentional harm and intent to harm. Therefore, in order for the people to have the peace and love, the system must change. Hey there, if I and I are listening here, incoming in a nutshell, the Willie Lynch syndrome. I saw them sitting set to keep the family out there fighting, while the slave masters chasing. Yet we all are one skin. Them sitting set to keep the family out there fighting, and the slave masters chasing. Yet we all are one skin. On you.